Good afternoon. Big changes underway across interior New York and New England as an Arctic front is slicing through the region. Out ahead of the front, temperatures climbed overnight through the 20s and in some cases even into the lower and middle 30s. But with the wind shifting around to the west and becoming gusty at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour, temperatures are starting to drop rapidly with a burst of snow coming through along with the front. As that front makes progress through New England and off the eastern seaboard later today and tonight, the entire region will have a gusty northwest wind and plummeting temperatures. Readings while starting out in the 30s and in some cases in the 20s will slide through the 20s and into the teens by the end of the day, and wind chill values will go down towards zero, with some places even below zero with the wind chill as we head into the evening hours. We'll dry things out as the afternoon goes on as well with the passage of the front, and tonight will be partly cloudy, windy, and very cold, with most places on average going down towards zero. Some locations may even be below zero by early tomorrow morning, and with the wind chill, it'll feel like it's between 10 and 30 below zero overnight and into the early morning hours tomorrow. Arctic air will be fully entrenched in the region for Tuesday. With partly sunny skies, it'll be windy and very cold with highs only in the lower teens, and the wind chill will be zero or below all day long. We'll start to see the wind ease up a bit on Wednesday, still very cold though, with a mix of sun and clouds back into the middle and upper teens, and with high pressure and control on Thursday, we'll have plenty of sunshine, no wind, and readings back into the mid-20s. On Friday, a weak disturbance approaches from the north and west. We'll have mostly cloudy skies with scattered snow showers, but highs will be up in the upper 20s to around 30, and a wave of low pressure along that front will produce rain or snow showers on Saturday, with highs pushing into the lower 30s. Behind that system, it looks dry but breezy and cooler on Sunday, with highs right around 30 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, wind chill warnings and advisories are out again for almost all of the northern plains, the Great Lakes and Midwest, and the Ohio Valley into the Appalachians and Northeast. In most places, wind chill values will be in the 15 to 30 below range, but parts of the upper Midwest and plains could see wind chills as low as 50 below zero tonight and tomorrow. The gusty northwest wind will also produce considerable blowing and drifting snow, which will reduce visibilities to near zero at times. And winter storm watches have been posted from the Gulf Coast of Texas all the way across the lower Mississippi Valley, including New Orleans, the western Florida Panhandle, and up the Carolina coast. A band of precipitation will form in this area, and with Arctic air in place, sleet, freezing rain, and snow will produce numerous weather hazards, including possible power outages. In addition, as a wave of low pressure heads up the coast, parts of the coastal Carolinas, including the Outer Banks, could see as much as 3 inches of snow tomorrow and tomorrow night. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and windy with a few rain or snow showers, and highs in the 30s early in the day, temperatures falling into the 20s by later this afternoon. Boston, windy with a few rain or snow showers in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo, windy with light snow and blowing snow, early highs near 20 with temperatures falling to near 10 by late afternoon. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high 62 set in 1974, and the record low 23 below zero in 1994. Sunrise this morning, 7:15 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:02 p.m. 9 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow showers winding down, becoming partly sunny but very windy and turning much colder through the afternoon as temperatures will continue to fall through the 20s and into the teens. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, windy, and bitter cold, 0 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers through the middle part of the afternoon, then temperatures fall sharply. With a strong westerly wind, readings will begin to slide back into the 20s. Partly cloudy, windy, and cold tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, windy and turning much colder through the afternoon with snow showers and perhaps some heavier squalls downwind of Lake Ontario, temperatures will continue to slide through the 20s and teens. Partly cloudy skies, windy and very cold with lows near zero. For the Southern Catskills, Deconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow showers this afternoon, windy and turning much colder through the rest of the day, with temperatures continuing to slide through the 20s. Partly cloudy, windy, and very cold tonight with lows near zero. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Snow showers and squalls winding down, but the wind will be gusty through the afternoon, even as we return to some sunshine. Temperatures will continue to fall through the 20s and into the teens. Partly cloudy, windy, and very cold overnight tonight, with lows going down to zero. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, windy and continued very cold, lower teens, with wind chill values at or below zero throughout the day. On Wednesday, a little less wind, but still cold under a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper teens. Mostly sunny, not as cold on Thursday, back to the mid-20s. Upper 20s on Friday with scattered snow showers. Rain or snow showers Saturday in the lower 30s. And breezy and cooler with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday with highs right around 30 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.